first thing is just keep working on what we did at the end of the year, an 8-man front. You know, we're gonna, that's our emphasis, is to stop the run, and that's what we're gonna work on daily and keep working to improve.
What's gonna be the difference between this year's run defense and last year's? I mean, is it going to be more attacking up the field? Is there a different approach, philosophy?
Yeah, there's quite a difference in philosophy, and that's our number one task, and we're going to put enough people at the line of scrimmage to stop the run and kind of put our corners to work, which they, of course, had to do last year as well. So in that regard, there'll be more people at the line of scrimmage.
What's your number one question going into camp about this defense? What's one thing you're looking for?
Well, gosh, you know, there's so many things. We're just scratching the surface of the defense as far as its nuances and the terminology and getting a feel for that. Really, we're still such a far, long, long way away that it's hard to say what to put a finger on what the biggest question is.
How far along do you think you are after all the OTA days, as far as, you know, getting the terminology in and
the averages? I think the number one thing we have is a great attitude. I think the players have come in with a really good attitude, a work ethic, and we've got a great defensive staff. We really do, and so those are the really two top things that we got going for us right now, and if that continues over the long haul, we got a chance.
Do you feel pretty good about where you're at?
What's the date? Yeah. Yeah, I feel real good right now. Haven't played a game. Haven't given up any points yet.
How important is the development of those young kids on the D-line in the big picture?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. If there is a question, it's how quickly those guys develop and how quickly they can develop into real good pass rushers, where we don't have to rely on blitzing all the time in order to get pressure. So I think that might be the most critical factor.
How much progress has Jarvis Moss made since recovering from injury, since he was injured?
A lot of progress. Jarvis is in much better condition. You know, it takes a while to get back into condition after that injury, and he's just getting more mature and stronger and tougher and more professional.
Is he more ready for like the NFL game now? He's kind of left the college body and now.
I think so. He's definitely working in that direction.
What do you think? Obviously, a guy that you can use in a number of different ways. Size-wise, you can take some guys that you've seen in the past that line up the line, and also play the defensive line, obviously.
Yes. Jarvis is someone that I think you got to be careful not to use him in too many roles. And we may have started that a little bit last year. We got to let him settle into one position and do one thing, and then maybe down the road progress. But athletically, he's capable. But we got to let him just settle in first before we move on.
How healthy is Dwayne Robinson?
You know, he was getting there towards the end of our OTAs, and obviously, he doesn't have a whole lot to prove. He's a proven NFL player and plays at a high level. So we're just kind of taking it slow with him, and he should be ready to go.
What's that depth chart look like at tackle at this point?
Looks like a lot of tackles. There's so many things. There's so many things we gotta just kind of let unfold through training camp, preseason, at tackle, at end, at safety, at linebacker. Corner maybe the most settled, but you know, we're just letting things unfold as we get through this training camp and evaluation period.
So Shanahan said that he did not make John Lynch any promises that he's going to be a full-time starter. Is that an uphill road for him? What are the chances of being a full-time starter this year?
Oh, I think chances are just as good as anyone else's chances. But the thing that you just can't jump to any conclusion. We can't as coaches, you can't as the media goes. What I mean by that, it's you got to do it over the long haul. So we got to let it unfold through all these training camp practices, through the preseason games, and then see where we are.
Of your young defensive linemen, who has made the biggest jump in your mind during the OTA days heading into training camp?
Oh, there's really a number of them. Marcus Thomas has stepped up, and a guy named Nick Clemens that we moved from defensive end into defensive tackle has really made a lot of progress. Those two guys maybe have come the longest way. Now, that doesn't mean that stacks him up any differently with the rest of the guys, but they've made tremendous strides.
What has Thomas done to step it up?
He's more consistent. You know, and it's very tough coming from college and to the NFL to be consistent, particularly at that position, because things have happened so much faster. And he's really working on his technique and getting more consistent with it.
But what does John Lynch bring to the table, right? What, at this point in his career, what are his strengths? What does he bring to his
team? Oh, he's got experience. He's got leadership. He's a great run defender in the box. And those are the things that you just, I mean, when he steps on the field, the opponents are always aware of him. He's got all those things that you would expect from somebody that's going to be a Hall of Fame safety, most likely.
Bob, there's been a lot of turnover in your position in this organization over the last
really?
Have you renting? Have you bought? What's your attitude?
Oh, shoot. I've been in it long enough to know you just, that's the furthest thing from your mind. You just do the best job you can and have a good attitude. Try to improve every week and every day, and just get the job done. Go from there.
You replaced Jim Bates. If I'm not mistaken, he replaced you in a previous incarnation. Is that sort of professional back and forth going on?
Yeah, that's just kind of one of those quirky things. That's a little bit weird, but I'm just happy to have the opportunity to get another shot.
Bobby, you guys have changed your personnel quite a bit at linebacker. Do you feel like you're in a better position with that group than you were a year ago this time?
Well, what we feel linebackers, we got athletes, really fast, athletic, strong, professional. How that will correlate, again, depends on how quickly they pick up the system, and we've got a long way to go with it, but feel real good about our linebacker core as a unit.
Seems like DJ will be much more effective at the will position than he was at the mic last year. Is it, and maybe I'm speaking out of school, but it seemed like his skill set and the way that he approached the ball wasn't the right fit for the middle.
You know, I think DJ is a football player that could play any linebacker position, could play strong side, could play the middle, and obviously he's playing the weak side right now. Maybe he fits best at the weak side because I think that's where he's most comfortable. He could play them all, and he's had a really good offseason in OTAs, and we're expecting a lot from him.
Coach, you spent some time in Green Bay. Are you sad to see the way the Brett Favre thing is playing out up there?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. That's a tough situation for both the team and for him. Good luck to him.
He didn't call you personally, did he?
No, sure didn't.